From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Reinstate the travel ban? A federal appeals court says no. A U.S. federal appeals court has refused to reinstate President Trump's ban on travelers from seven predominantly Muslim nations. More from VOA's Isabella Caccioli.
The three-judge panel from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco unanimously declined to block a lower court ruling that suspended the ban and allowed previously barred travelers to enter the United States. Shortly after the court announced his decision, President Trump tweeted, "See you in court." Later, he told reporters at the White House that the court made a political decision that jeopardized national security.
"We have a situation where the security of our country is at stake, and it's a very, very serious situation. So we look forward, as I just said, to seeing them in court."
At a news conference in Seattle, Bob Ferguson, the Attorney General for the state of Washington, which argued against restoring the travel ban, called the appellate court ruling a victory for the U.S. Constitution. Isabella Caccioli, VOA News, Washington.
Turkey says a Russian airstrike has accidentally killed three Turkish soldiers in northern Syria. The Russian military says it was carrying out an operation targeting Islamic State. Russian President Vladimir Putin offered his condolences. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan approved a constitutional reform bill on Friday for holding a national referendum that would usher in a more powerful presidency. Speaking on state-run television, a deputy prime minister said the referendum on the issue is expected to be held on April the 16th. The government said the changes, which will abolish the office of prime minister, will ensure more effective leadership, but critics say the changes would open the way for one-man rule. This is VOA News. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, told the Senate Armed Service Committee he believes the U.S.-backed Afghan forces are in a stalemate in the 15-year-old war. He said to break that stalemate, he needs a few thousand more soldiers to accompany the 8,400 U.S. troops still in Afghanistan. Senator John McCain suggested that Russia is playing a significant role in Afghanistan, and Nicholson agreed, saying that Russia meddling this year has become more difficult.
"They have begun to publicly legitimize the Taliban. This narrative that they promote is that the Taliban are fighting Islamic State and the Afghan government is not fighting Islamic State, and that therefore there could be a spillover of this group into the region. This is a false narrative."
U.S. and Afghan forces have reduced Islamic State space down to just three or four districts in Nangarhar province, but the group has still proven it can carry out violent attacks, including a bombing that killed about 20 people in Kabul earlier this week. Well, President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe begin 2 days of talks today that provide both leaders with opportunities to reinforce a long-established security treaty and bolster their economic relationship. Trump and Abe will hold talks at the Oval Office Friday morning, followed by a midday news conference. The two leaders will then fly to Palm Beach, Florida for a weekend stay at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Humanitarian agencies are moving into areas of northeast Nigeria, once controlled by Boko Haram militants. And the scope of their mission looms large. Officials say millions of people are hungry, and some are even facing famine-like conditions. VOA's Joe DiCapua reports.
When Boko Haram began its insurgency in 2009, it targeted three states: Borno State, where it was born, as well as Yobe and Adamawa. But violence also spilled over Nigeria's borders into Niger, Cameroon, and Chad. Noru Makitol is FAO's representative in Nigeria.
5.1 million people are food insecure in Adamawa, Borno, and Yobe states.
Tall says among those 5.1 million people are about 120,000 facing famine-like conditions. There's a high mortality rate because they don't have enough to eat and don't have access to medical care. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
There are some areas of northeastern Nigeria that are still hard to reach because of the threat of attacks by Boko Haram. Aid agencies are setting up hubs at strategic locations and helicopter aid in for local distribution. And the U.S. Senate has voted to approve Republican Representative Tom Price as President Trump's choice to head the Health and Human Services Department. He's a veteran of the House of Representatives from the state of Georgia. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.